Julia Show here on My Talk 107.1 Everything Entertainment. And a happy Hanukkah as it kicks off the Wintertime Festival of Lights, celebrated, of course, with the nightly menorah lighting, special prayers, and fried foods. The word itself means dedication, and is thus named because it celebrates the rededication of the Holy Temple.
Ah, thanks, Donnie Love. Thanks, Donnie. Thank you so much. And yes, happy Hanukkah.
Hanukkah.
I know that. I know that, like, now I know about, you know, the other big snafu mistake I made yesterday. Hanukkah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Can we just talk,
first of all, that we are going to be at the Galleria tomorrow, live show, so we are going to pull ourselves together.
Not really.
Tomorrow. I blame the fact that I don't have a shoe on, I have a hat, I've got dirty hair,
she's got a furry
socks that are digging into my toes.
No, but you're dressed like Northwoods.
Yeah, no, Julia, I dress for no sense at all today. Now, tomorrow, you know,
my favorite time was...
I don't like it when I'm not put together, because I feel like then my words don't flow as well.
Was that the reason?
That's what happens to me every day.
I know.
But seriously.
And I've got like
my
long John jeans.
You had to take off your shoes because they're too hot.
I've got a lumberjack socks on. I thought I was expecting it to be really cold today.
Well, it kind of is cold.
I know, but already I'm used to it. I'm broken.
You're already?
I'm broken 6 degrees. Eh, whatever. Just wear warm, ugly clothes under your ugly coat.
I know.
Just stay warm.
Everything to stay warm. All right, so can we talk?
Yes.
Guess who has a cabin in Minnesota? Josh Duhamel.
Well, haven't we known that?
Yes, we have known this, but now he just put in running water.
Oh,
this
where
year.
Is the cabin?
Here's what
Falls
I first want
area?
You to know. If someone is, in their 30s,
mm-hmm,
and wouldn't mind sharing.
I think he's up by Cross Lake.
You think so?
I do. Because I feel like there have been Josh Duhamel sightings at Cross Lake's Zorba's.
Oh, yeah. He's 45 now. So if
is
you.
Is he?
Yeah.
Leo is 45
yeah.
years old from All My Children. Wow.
And he has a 4-year-old son with Fergie.
Very sad about
and,
that.
And he's talking about his first Christmas since he split from Fergie. And his quote is, it's hard.
Yeah.
It's hard because we had a lot of traditions. Like decorating the tree together.
What went wrong with those two?
She
didn't want,
didn't
to have
want any more
baby.
Kids.
Yep.
He's a Midwest boy. He wants kids. Mm-hmm. I mean, not that Midwest boys do, but he is.
He wants one more.
He'll find another
woman to have a child.
I'm
going to
see him at the Vikings game this Sunday.
You are?
Mm-hmm. Anyway, he said.
Are you going to be in the same kind of seats as he is? Because he sits real nice. Like at the Timberwolves, he sits courtside.
Sure.
Are you going to be in a suite or 50-yard line?
We had obstructed.
Do you know?
I'm going to be in good seats, but not that close. I'm still working on them, Lori. I've got like 7 things going right now. I'm working on tickets.
Are you double booking yourself?
No,
I love it if you double book yourself for the football game.
I've just got a lot of things in motion.
I wonder
this
how
show
you
is getting in the way with my personal life.
Oh,
let's
is it
put
all right?
it that
okay,
way.
Fine.
That's why you had to answer for Holly for me, whatever she was talking about. I'm like, yes, no, maybe. But anyway, Josh Duhamel comes to Minnesota.
Such dedication.
What, Donnie?
Such dedication to the program.
Really? You yeah. know, I focused yeah. for 2 hours. Yeah. You were supposed to bring me the costume, because if I wore the costume today, I could focus the whole 3.
Mm-hmm.
It's just not possible. But anyway, he said that he likes to escape city life. He has a cabin in Minnesota. We're talking about Josh Duhamel. He takes his son here as much as possible. They just got plumbing last year.
Nice.
So I'll take him there to give him a real understanding, appreciation of nature, the outdoors, and a little bit simpler life. He's more of a simple dude
mm-hmm.
who happened to be good looking, who couldn't play professional football or basketball after college and got into acting.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what happened.
Yeah.
And I think she needs, no one bought that album, Fergie's album.
No, I know. Jules.
And someone, you know, so I don't know.
She put her heart and soul into it.
But Christmas is a very first time, the first year of separating, the second year of separating. I mean, it's hard after a D-I-V-O-R-C-E.
Mm-hmm.
It's a tough one.
Okay, Donnie posted a photo, and if you hadn't have told me it was Nicole Kidman, I would have thought, is this a modern update of... just at first glance, looking at the black and white photo that you printed me, is it Linda Blair in The Exorcist?
The Exorcist, yeah.
It's Nicole Kidman in a choppy, chopped up wig and a fake tan. And
she's so white.
It's very pale, like the glass of skin.
Oh my God, the tan looks ridiculous. It looks ridiculous
on her, but you know, they probably have a filter on it. You know, that's not what the lens sees.
Right.
I bet people just watch. Anyway, she's in this movie. She plays an LAPD detective.
Okay,
they got to make her whatever look like whatever they envision that. Who confronts the remaining members of a cult-like gang she'd once been a member of as a young undercover cop? And it's written by some people who are well known, but I don't know them, and so I'm not going to read their names.
Please don't read them.
And anyway.
She'll be good in it. She's good in everything she's in.
I know. Did you see her when she wore the curly gray wig in the Top of the Lake? Did you watch season 2 of Top of the Lake?
I didn't watch all of it. I lost interest.
Yeah.
But she had the curly hair in Lion, too.
Are you watching Top of the Lake?
Oh, no.
No.
I tried it.
That show was horrible.
I tried it the first season with Holly Hunter.
I was going to be really
mad at you. No, Casey and I tried it, and after like 2 episodes, and we realized there wasn't going to be any sex. And that the violence was just going to be flashbacks of already, I don't know, whatever. Holly Hunter in the gray wig. I don't think Casey could take it. I think he used to have a crush on her, and he was just seriously getting the hives. He couldn't handle looking at her looking like that. So I'm never going to grow my hair long and gray like that. I can tell you that, Julia. He really was creeped out about that.
You're never good.
But the character she was playing, so,
Yeah, I know, but in the way she talked, and she talks weird anyway. Like
she talks on the side of her mouth.
And like, but she was so good in The Big Sick as the mom.
Oh, she was fantastic.
Yeah. Wow, fun of Holly Hunter.
She does have a distinctive way of
she talks on the side of her mouth.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it looks like some NFL Network people have been suspended.
Oh, well, you know what? People are just, I know. Women are sick of it, Jules.
Well, you know, Mario Batali, now a store is dropping Eat Alley. It's a store. Something removes all the Mario Batali products.
You know who's sitting back and popping caramels in her mouth is Paula Deen.
Oh, my God.
I remember her.
And even Martha Stewart has just got to be kind of laughing a little bit. Just like, oh, finally, you know.
Because these guys.
Yeah, I mean, women aren't in enough positions of power to abuse it to begin with. So it's just like,
That's a good one, though, Laurie. I thought that was very clever. If I had a bell, I'd ding it.
Because, you know, she probably, you know, like knew things. And here's a little dilemma, okay? I'm going to give you a real life dilemma. So I'm at the eyebrow place seeing Leah, you know, mm-hmm. Queen of the Eyebrows at Revamp. And talking to somebody that I ran into there. And the dilemma was, let's say that you knew you were single.
Mm-hmm.
This person told me she was single. I'm just going to say that.
Okay.
And she met this guy who was a friend of a friend, a setup, lives in LA, but comes to the cities, you know, like once a month on business.
Yeah.
So kind of fun. So met, you know, friend of friend. And he was really like, you know, inviting her out when he came. Maybe they just did a little kissing, but he was like sending a lot of messages to her about, that he really just thought she was great. And just a lot of, you're dating, you know, the stuff that guys will say when they're saying anything. And it's easy to say anything, particularly
when you live in a different state and you're texting.
Yes. Uh-huh. Both those two things makes everything just look even more. So anyway, she finds out.
He's married.
No, but one of the things that's so easy is to look on someone else's social media.
Mm-hmm.
And she sees that he's really like dating this other girl, but maybe he's setting her up to be Minnesota lady. The Minnesota side's up.
He has a California girl and a Minnesota girl.
So her dilemma was, do I let it go or do I let her know?
The other girl.
Yeah, just say, you know, she's got screen grabs.
Oh, no.
Of some things that he sent her. And she said,
this is a good tagline. Do I let it go or do I let it know?
Let him know. You know, in anything, you know, this could be for any number of dilemmas. Do you let it go or do you let someone know?
Well, first of all, is she going to continue dating him?
No. She was just like, as soon as this other person oh, you know, 5 months and 2 days, you know. Oh. We're celebrating our 5 months and two
oh,
days.
Oh, no. So the other person's way into it. Well,
here's what I said to her.
Because I know I'm going to have the exact same answer.
I said, what do you feel like doing? She says, I feel like letting her know. And with everything, and, you know, this gal, you know, she's just like, with everything that's going on, I just say, I think she can do whatever she wants with it, but she should know that this guy is not who he's pretending to be.
Okay, so what did you say she should do?
I said, I think you should do what you want to do.
Mm-hmm.
And she said, okay, I'm going to let her know. And I said, brava. So see, I gave advice without giving advice.
Well, because that's the best way.
Yeah.
Because now I would.
Do you guys agree with that? How I handled that?
Well, because
you didn't intrude.
You didn't
really do
anything because you just had her tell you what she wanted to do, and you just said you should do what you want to do. So that's just like simple.
Yeah.
And write me a check for $225 for that 10-minute consultation.
But she felt good because she was just like, you know, she's a younger woman, and she just said, I just feel like with everything that's going on,
right?
She said, I've been talking to my friend. We've just had it. We've just had enough is enough with being too nice and not speaking up for ourselves and. You know,
but she obviously told the guy that she knew that he was seeing someone else, and I'm not going to see you anymore.
Yeah, I'm on. Yeah,
see, I would have stopped there.
I'm on to you, but it bothers her that you know. And I said, hey, I said women have always shared with each other information about creeps. We have.
That's true.
If we've worked at places, you know, there is a underground information, but maybe we should be more out loud about it. I mean, it was just an interesting
dilemma.
And because I didn't know, that's why, did it. But yeah, let it go or let them know. That's the new modern day question.
Could be a State Fair t-shirt.
We'll be right back.
My Talk 107.1. Everything.
You are tearing me apart, Lisa!
Entertainment.
This is a My Talk Dirt Alert.
All right, Elizabeth Reese is here with the Dirt Alert, and we're just talking about how obsessed we are with The Crown.
Oh, I'm on season. Episode 5 last night of season 2 of The Crown, and I cannot stand it. I won't say anything. All I'll say, Julia, is that it is
delicious.
Just phenomenally wonderful.
Yeah. Okay, I haven't seen it.
Oh. Even better than the first season.
Oh my gosh, fantastic.
It's so good.
A little bit quicker in the pace than the first season. And then
so much is happening.
I can't even believe that it's real life. And then
I'm
what I do.
Watch it again.
Me too.
Yeah.
Every episode, I Google obsessively.
Same.
And I read, and Vulture has done a really nice job.
Do you fact check it
I just want to get more.
I want to see the photos. Like, I wanted to see
real photos. I want more context. Mm-hmm. I want more examples of how, you know, some things, obviously, for television, they combine like certain
scandal.
Things.
Like Philip's scandal. I know.
It was just unbelievably good.
Yeah.
So, anyways, just budget in your time to watch the episode and then about 20 to 25 minutes of Googling after. You can't do it while you're watching because then you'll miss something.
Yes.
It's very important. Some shows you can watch and Google.
Other shows you cannot watch and Google.
Well, the accents throw you off. You know, oh, that's the struggle. Okay, let me talk to you a little bit about the restaurant industry, which is the next industry being rocked by the sexual harassment and sexual abuse scandal. So there are a couple of really troubling tales coming out of this Mario Batali allegations that happened yesterday. So we all
did
know.
Did either of you ever hear rumors? Because you both watch your foodie shows. Was there ever any
I never have heard anywhere.
Here's
I've met
what
Mario Batali.
Industry in general.
In general,
and I'm talking the 80s.
Restaurants.
I think it's still the same way. It's still the same way.
I worked with maniacal
people.
Maniacal, crazy chefs who were on cocaine and you didn't know who would show up.
Right. And there's a lot of
I'm dead serious.
Yeah. You know, and I think waitresses in general are probably one of the most victimized when it comes to sexual harassment of anyone in any industry. Mm-hmm. I mean, I was a server for many years.
That's
and they're at the hands of customers, at the hands of line cooks, at the hands of whoever where you customers are the worst.
The worst.
Yeah. When you're a server.
Unbelievable.
So Mario Batali stepping back from the chew, that news all came out yesterday, but also restaurateur Ken Friedman.
But wait, getting back to Mario, did they address it on the chew?
I don't think they addressed it because they shoot ahead. So I don't know when they shoot. They shoot multiple episodes a day.
Do you think they will?
They will have to, I don't know.
Or will
if
they just try
him.
And pretend like he never existed? That would be too weird.
What's That'd odd is that, you know, they're already in a situation because Daphne Oz left that show because she was having her third baby and she wanted to move on other things.
You know who she is? She was
Dr. Oz's daughter.
Yeah, and she's fantastic.
I loved her.
So now they just have Carla Hall left and then the other two, Clinton Kelly.
And the other guy.
And who I'm blanking on his name. Why? I don't know. Sorry. But he's darling. So
I don't think they need him, but they should address it.
They should address it at some point. I would think they would have to. Mm-hmm. Particularly, Clinton Kelly has a lot to say about everything. He always has opinions about things. So, Ken Friedman is a restaurateur who now 10 women who worked for him.
What's his restaurant? How would we know it?
Muddy Pig or whatever.
Yeah, the Spotted Pig.
The Spotted Pig, which is April Bloomfield's restaurant. I mean, in April.
We've heard about this. This has been around for a while. This restaurant.
That's been around for a long time. She has a couple of cookbooks. April Bloomfield was here recently for one of Gavin Kaysen's events.
You are the perfect person to be giving us this because Elizabeth knows all this food world.
So the Spotted Pig is hugely successful in the West Village, and former employees who worked for this Ken Friedman are saying that they were groped and even forcefully kissed by their boss while on the job, and that his behavior was apparently so rampant and so out in the open. This is going to disgust you, what I have to tell you. That workers would refer to the third floor of the establishment as, and I quote, the rape room. There's a woman named Trish Nelson who says that she reached her breaking point in 2012 after going out to smoke some pot with Friedman in a car outside the restaurant and suddenly being forced to fight him off as he started kissing her. She says she'd worked for him for 6 years, that this was very well known. Ken would brag about blacklisting people all the time, and they saw it happen if they complained about it.
I am so glad that those people have spoken up.
I know. It's just one after the other. It'll be interesting what April Bloomfield has to say about this, though. She's a very, very successful, obviously, female chef.
Yeah.
And she's had a long relationship with this
guy.
Well,
like you said, it's not surprising one person who's ever been in the business.
No, right.
You know, I mean,
Think of the hours you work and then you're all, it's just different.
Yeah. Yep. There are people who claim that they went to her with a complaint about him, though, and she said, who he is.
Yeah.
Get used to it.
Well, that's what I was told when I went about my boss. That's just who he is and you're his type.
Mm-hmm. And so then you just have to deal with it.
I didn't want to lose my job.
I know.
And I had a cool job. So I was like, all right.
One server is saying that Friedman, that they had to brace themselves every time he showed up at the restaurant. And that he would grab her behind and other parts of her in front of guests.
Yeah.
Yes.
No.
I mean, this is going to be a big
hit. That didn't happen to me. Not with this boss. He just verbally, he came to my room at midnight at my hotel.
Oh, man.
And pounded on my... So, I mean, he never grabbed me or anything, and so...
I think this is going to be something... I mean, restaurant culture has long needed a change. Yeah.
The hospitality, because the hotel, convention, you know, all the... That business is very... Because there's a lot of...
There's a lot of substance use, too, and late nights.
Substance use and late nights and all that kind of stuff. And, oh, my gosh.
So, that's the latest there. Kris Jenner bought a $10 million estate across the street from Kim Kardashian and Kanye West. So, look at that. Fortunately, it's not like living...
Family.
Right across the street because it's like
an acre away.
Yeah, it's acres.
Wow.
I mean,
10
her place,
million.
It's a 9,400 square foot property. You guys.
That's a lot of space.
That's a lot of space.
Okay. But it's nice to be able to tell the nanny to drive the grandkids over to grandma's house.
Well, it'd be nice.
And they don't have to get on a freeway.
No.
I mean, this is the kind of rich money luxury that you have.
They would just get in a golf cart.
That's what they would do.
But, you know, the nanny can take it.
They're in the gated community.
Yeah.
Speaking of parenting, Boss Baby and Trolls original series both coming to Netflix. So if you have kids that are into Trolls and Boss Baby or grandkids, you're going to want to tune into Netflix.
That movie, Boss Baby?
Yes.
I never saw it. I want to see that.
It's really darling. Alec Baldwin is the voice of the Boss Baby.
I always want to see that.
It is very, very funny. And so...
What age kids like this?
I mean, mine's three, almost three, and she's obsessed. But even older kids...
Did you like it?
Oh, I love Trolls and I love Boss Baby.
Okay.
They're both very funny. They're entertaining to watch.
Right.
They aren't as like adult-friendly as some of the others, but it's... Pretty cute. Yeah.
All right.
There you go. Little fun things.
Oh my gosh. Very nice.
Elizabeth, we're on the road tomorrow at the Galleria.
Oh, good.
At the Envision. So we're kind of excited.
Try on lots of frames for me, okay? I want to see lots of selfies.
And shoes and everything else. And when we come back, the study of there isn't a woman alive who wouldn't agree that this study absolutely did not need to be done.
Let's go down.
Something did happen on the chew today.
I know. So before we get started, we were just talking to Elizabeth about the Mario Batali sexual harassment allegations, and that he has been suspended from the chew, and his some of his cookware is being taken out of stores. And here's what, thank you, Susan. She sent us a note that they did address the Mario issue today on the chew.
Oh, they did. Okay.
Before the opening credits. It's Michael Simon, who's the other host, who Elizabeth could remember. Mario was always making inappropriate sexual innuendos on the show and hugging female guests in a creepy way.
They said that?
No, that's what this Susan said.
Oh.
Because she watches The View.
Oh.
Or The Chew.
The Chew. Okay.
Yeah.
So she noticed that.
She noticed that, yeah.
But of course, they're not going to say that.
No.
And they're goodbye. I wonder what they said.
No. Oh, my God.
I don't know. I just kind of see that show in passing. I'd like to see, like, if they have anybody fun cooking in the kitchen.
I kind of think it's fun. I love Carla. I love Carla because I watched Top Chef, like, 3 years, and she was on it one of the years.
No,
and
I mean,
think
that was the show that stuck and replaced All My Children.
It did.
Remember they did the Tim Gunn? They had the three shows, Meredith Vieira, you know,
yeah,
got rid
they
of all
did
the soaps.
Do some, yeah, you're
and
right.
And that was the only one, the Chew was the only one that had any staying power, just
yeah,
like
it's
Chew.
Fun. It's fun.
Okay, the study of duh. So here we go. Julia.
Lorraine.
Donnie. This is not going to be a surprise to any of us. Well, maybe it will be because Donnie is a man.
here comes the man bashing.
No, not
the man bashing, but the study is that men, okay, ladies, women, I mean, I know it from when my dad, when I was a kid.
I know this.
He was such a baby when he got sick. Seriously. And, you know, my mom would have children and, you know, because I'm old enough to remember my mom having my brother because I'm 11 years older.
Right.
My dad, I remember, he was just, men are just, they've been babies. When they get sicker than anybody else. Oh, and Casey, oh, I'm feeling, they do that. I mean, but you know what?
My dad was pretty bad.
The study has been done.
There's a reason for it.
Is there a reason for why men act like they're going to die when they get sick?
Well, there is a man who has science, he says, that backs it up, but it can all be explained by hormones. And just to boil it down into a nutshell, based on animal studies, estrogen boosts your immune system.
Oh, really?
Yes. So guys that have higher estrogen maybe don't get as sick.
Okay.
There are those rare men that are not man baby.
Right.
That would be me.
Yeah. You don't get that sick?
No.
Well, so you obviously are a man that has had a higher level of estrogen. Not to say that there's anything.
Lucky me.
Yeah, lucky you. But for most guys, they don't have a level. It's more like 80% of guys will be man babies when it comes to getting sick. Flu.
Right.
A surgery.
Right.
Something that's in pain. And then 20% of guys who have a little bit higher level, more like in line, not with a woman, but at a higher level, they don't get as sick.
And all right, interesting. And it's about testosterone.
And that, estrogen. And that's what makes women more resilient in the face of all these different viruses. We don't get as sick.
We are amazing.
So I don't know if this is a good study or a bad study, but again, blame it on the hormones. So look at that. So, I mean.
Did I ever tell you that story when I was going to Europe with a man and way back in the
yeah.
day?
Yeah, no,
and
I know about your going.
And he
did he get
said
sick?
We weren't going to go. He didn't know if we were going to leave
because
he had a cold.
Yeah.
Okay, I had just, like, quit my life.
Yeah, moved across country.
Moved to Texas.
Packed up everything you owned and put it in a car.
And I'm like, you what? It was my very first time ever going to Europe.
That should have been your first clue.
And I'm just like, well, there were so many clothes I missed. And I'm like,
I know, Joya.
We would postpone it because you have a runny nose.
Yeah.
And I was just like, livid. I'm like,
So imagine even a man that has like low estrogen, the kind of guy who maybe has like no feelings whatsoever, he really is going to get sick.
Oh.
And men die more of the flu than women do.
You just made that up.
No, I'm not.
It's right here in the story.
It's part of the study.
Wow.
So I don't know. I didn't get my flu shot yet. Yeah.
Did you get a flu shot?
Both Donnie and I do.
We're like October.
October. Mm-hmm. We're kind of older that way.
Yes, we are. And smarter.
You know,
it does say that testosterone dampens immune response just as the estrogen increases.
Yeah. So, I mean, so it is a thing. So I guess we got to cut
some slack.
Some slack. Yeah, and be grateful if you've got a man with a little bit higher level of estrogen. This really explains so much about my dad. Because
my
he's a high alpha, like so much testosterone, wanted boys, kept getting girls, kept buying dogs, wouldn't ever even get, you know what I mean? So he'd be such a sick man baby.
Yeah.
You know, laid on the couch for 3 days because he got a, you know,
well, are you gonna give
snip,
him
snip.
Any
what
slack?
Do you call it?
Oh, vasectomy.
Yeah, vasectomy. And my mom had given birth. Like, you know, like she made my dad get that vasectomy. Like, you know,
I think
she told him if he ever wanted to have sex again, he had to get that done. And oh my gosh, I feel like he was on the couch for 3 days with a bag of peas.
That's hysterical.
But now it was the 70s. Maybe they did just
little,
like.
Maybe it was
maybe
more
they sliced
intense.
Right
painful
up the
yeah,
testicle. They didn't do it with the laser.
Yeah,
that did
oh
the,
my God.
They pinned the little
Lord,
sack
stop it.
Back against
that's
the thing.
Too much information.
She's dissecting a frog right now with a probe and likening it to a vasectomy.
No, that's how they did it. I saw it in that one class I took at UMD. Remember that one teacher with the sex teacher? Everyone flocked to take human sexuality in freshman year at UMD. Didn't you hear about that class? Oh, my God. Everyone loved that class because it was like he was the dirtiest professor. He showed, you know, how to find the end of the rainbow on a woman, you know, like a film in full detail.
It's helpful.
Yeah. And then, you know, I mean, it was really for the time, I guess. I don't know. Maybe they show them. I have no idea.
I have no idea either.
But that was packed. And I didn't meet anyone, you know, who didn't know what they were doing that went to that class.
Market research you were doing, as it were.
But, you know, college. Yeah. College is, you know, and I had a boyfriend, but I didn't. You know, we just dated, like, on the weekends or something. Was that with the goalie? I should have broken up with him in high school.
The goalie again.
We just pretended to be, we were, but we just couldn't say goodbye to each other. We couldn't. We were like Bieber and Selena. We couldn't quit each other.
That is even more classic. Oh, I know. Thank you, Danny. That was so good. I like traveling down that memory lane with you, Lorene.
Yeah, but that class, you don't remember it. Human sexuality.
The guy
had long hair.
No, I didn't take it.
And he was married to it, like, and he was like young. He was a young professor. He was like, you know, maybe 30.
I took
30.
The psychology class from the Mitzi lady.
Yeah,
I took it. Had the aneurysm.
All right, we got to go. We got to quit walking
down
memory lane at UMD. People in the car are honking. They're like,
we're sorry, but you know that Robert Hrvacek, the guy that was from
Dancing with the Stars?
Yeah. You remember him? He's the guy.
Are you going to tell me they're having a baby? Because that's yesterday's news.
They're having twins.
Oh, my gosh. Oh. That is breaking news. Thank you so much.
I think it's kind of cute, though. It's a sweet story.
TikTok.
I know. TikTok. She's 41, though, but I'm, you know, I hope his sperm is not too old.
They washed it.
Okay. That's so good.
I'm not even going to comment.
All right. We'll be right back.
Previously on Jason and...
Sing it, Julia. Beyonce.
That's
a beautiful version.
Lovely. Mm-hmm. I have it.
It's so good.
It's so good.
That is going to be... I mean, how many weddings is that going to be played at?
Because you look...
I mean, it's truly a wonderful... song to dance to, and people
got
will
tears
love it.
In her eyes right now.
Well, I don't have tears, but I can see the having been married 3 times to it. I can
see everybody dancing at your parties.
I know I can see it.
No, of course
I can see it.
What would be cool at the Grammys in February if Ed comes out and starts playing that song, and then Beyonce comes out.
Oh, that'd
from
be
the
amazing.
Yeah,
that'd be amazing.
Yeah.
I would love it.
I love the harmonizing in that.
Yeah,
one.
Their voices really sound good together,
they do.
Don't they?
They do.
Everyone loves Ed.
I love it. Yeah. What's not to love about Ed?
Yeah. Well, because
he's an amazing talent.
And also, I have a whole theory. I know it's not Thursday.
Is it going to be redheads?
Well, no, but I have a whole theory that if you're not like the best looking person in the room, that people even like you even more. Wow. Like that you're more regular looking. People that there's that's something endearing because it feels like you can be. You're like, you guys are the same. You have a better chance of being friends. If sometimes, do you know what I'm saying?
More approachable.
I do, but more they also say that he seems just like a regular dude. Guy. And part of it is because he looks like a regular guy. He's not like, you
perfect.
Know, perfect, coiffed, and you right. know, really handsome and drop dead this or that. He's like the
that's
most,
true with men and women.
Yes. Yeah.
You have to get a personality.
You really do.
You have
Julia.
To get a personality because your looks aren't going to take you all the way. Damn it. No, she's got a great smile.
They fade like
nothing but a face.
They fade like, you know.
What are the other lines?
An old
photograph. She's got a good personality.
Flowers. Or your favorite headline today? The Go-Go's musical Head Over Heels happening, coming to Broadway. Let's just hope it's a good story because we know it's great music.
Yes, it will be.
It's going to be, we got the beat, Get Up and Go, Cool Jerk, Vacation, Our Lips Are Sealed, Lust to Love, Head Over Heels, Vacation, Mad About You. Oh, I wanted to be Melinda Carlisle. I was so bad.
She could play the guitar too. I mean, it was not fair. She was so pretty.
The last Taste of Minnesota that was at the Capitol. That's mm-hmm. how long ago it was. The state capitol.
God, remember
she,
that?
The Go-Go's performed.
Did they really? Wow.
Was that when David Cassidy was there too?
No, because he was down by the. It had moved down to the river.
Okay.
But it was so disappointing. She'd like
why?
Her voice was very thin and reedy. It would, you know, like it. I wish they'd just played the record.
Just and they don't
listen. That's what I used to think about concerts. Yeah. I'll just buy the record.
Yeah, but I mean, it was so, it was such a like, oh my.
What happened? But she plays here a lot, Belinda Carlisle.
No, the Go-Go's have hardly
ever. Oh, not the Go-Go's, but
you're
she does.
You're thinking of Brandy Carlisle maybe
You're thinking
here?
Of Brandy. I'm talking about the Go-Go's came and performed, and it was just like.
What happened to my band?
Yeah, but the band sounded great, but they just, Melinda needed to sing with the track. And maybe she didn't know that because she lived in France for like 15 years. She
what
was the reason that band didn't tour and stuff. And yeah, they broke up. She wanted to have a solo career and she had like movie star looks.
She did. And what happened to her? What'd she do in France?
She married a French guy.
That makes sense.
Oui, oui.
And they moved to France and then they got divorced. Like at the perimenopausal state, and the kids were grown up, and you know, then she was like, "Oh, now what?
Tour.
Now what?" And yeah. So now they got the musical, and Gwyneth Paltrow is producing it. She just really—that's a good going to Broadway is a good gig for you, goop.
I think so too.
All right, Johnny. Yes. What other headlines?
Kit Harington from Game of Thrones. Also, he's got a show coming up on HBO called Gunpowder. More about that later.
Oh, he does?
Yes, he does. He has been moonlighting as a Christmas tree salesman.
How fun.
Isn't that so cute?
That sounds like so
in
much
Scotland.
Fun.
In Scotland.
Where he's practicing Chicole.
Yeah, whatever that's called. No, someone spotted him in a Christmas tree lot, helping somebody tie their tree up.
Okay, absolutely love that.
And tweeted it in, you know, whatever language maybe it's Spanish. That's how we knew.
Maybe.
I think it's
Scotland.
Well, he just happened to be in Scotland. A Spanish guy on vacation. Nueva foto de Kit Harington en Escocista cargando un árbol de Navidad.
Feliz like Navidad.
Yeah. Did you like my...
Mm-hmm. I loved it.
Happy Hanukkah.
Happy Hanukkah.
As opposed to Happy Chanukkah, which I famously said yesterday because I don't know why. I never knew.
Yeah.
I'm going to be honest.
It's a beautiful thing.
I'm going to be honest.
I know. That's okay.
Like, what was that one word you never knew?
Oh, there's
one
so
word?
Many. Cannabis.
One
if we
word?
Go back.
Go way back. That's right. You didn't know
like
cannabis.
2005.
Oh, that's right.
And it was when.
And you're like, you guys, what is
no,
this?
No, the Wham guy got pulled over for smoking
George
cannabis.
Michael.
George Michael got pulled over for smoking cannabis. And I'm like, what's cannabis? Oh, and I was trying to say it off the air, and you're just staring at me. You know. And I'm like, no. What is cannabis? I mean, this is like 12 years ago.
At least.
Yes. I know.
See, again, having people who've been around pay attention to the gossip that you, you know.
But remember that? Yeah. He was pulled over in his car on a hill or something?
He went through a bad stretch not having a driver.
He did.
We're not going to talk about
his drug misuse or anything. It was because he didn't have a driver.
Well, that's why he was getting in
trouble.
I mean, yeah, maybe, but maybe that was his own way of sabotaging himself and getting caught. Not letting himself have a driver.
Of course.
No, you're right about that.
Oh, Lord. All right, what else you got?
Meghan Markle is going to have to curtsy to Duchess Kate, apparently.
I did want to know this, and she is.
Yes.
Always. Yes. Even when you have to curtsy.
Even when Harry's with her?
Yes.
No.
Yes.
It is?
No, we were told that if Harry's with her, she doesn't.
No, I will look
it
up.
Yeah, you guys are wrong. They got a royal... The Daily Mail did a lengthy and detailed piece about it, because it is not only must you do it in the royal court, but it's a physical act that you must actually do, and it's considered political. And yes, she will have to curtsy every single time she sees her sister-in-law, Duchess of Cambridge.
Okay.
The only time she doesn't have to is if Prince Harry is in front of his nieces or cousins, Eugenie and Beatrice. She doesn't have to curtsy to them when she's with him.
Okay. Got it.
Here we go.
Yeah. Anyway, she's seriously going to have a cheat sheet and a flow chart of who she's going to curtsy to.
Like what we got for Star Wars today from Holly.
That's what Harry is mocking up for her right now in between eating... proposal chicken off of each other, watching Outlander and The Crown in bed.
Hey, we're tomorrow at Envision. Come see us at the Galleria. Have a good night, everybody.
Off you go.